on, Booth, right? Mongol here. Hang on a minute. Sorry. I've got to get my big glove on. Otherwise, my hand will freeze while I'm talking to you. Anyway, we were on the ice hunting for 14 hours yesterday, and I have big results to report. We had perfect weather for polar bear hunting. It was sunny and cold, but mostly calm during the day. We did have a brief period of wind in the afternoon, but bad conditions were limited to that period. We stopped and had some tea at that time and bannock bread. But other than that, we had perfect conditions. We cut our first track just about 40 minutes out of camp. Too small, likely a young male. Then we cut the track of a sow with two cubs, and we just kept on cutting tracks after that, to be honest with you. Mateus and Shiati laugh at the way I ride in the Kamatik. I always stand up for the height advantage and also to feel the wind in my hair. Then if I see a track, I point furiously and yell when I spot the track, although I'm sure 95% of the time those guys have already seen it way before me. But anyway, I make them stop so I can get out and analyze each track. I've got a lot to learn here, that's for sure. For instance, yesterday I learned that the back track of a male bear is more ovalized and the hind track of a female bear, which is more rounded. Now, that, of course, is a generalization, but they say that most of the time that holds true. So we cut a lot of tracks yesterday. In fact, in late afternoon, I stopped counting after counting 20 different sets of tracks. Now, of course, some of those could have been doubles because we all are traveling along the flow edge, and, of course, the bears could travel back and forth. But I would say at least 60 or 70% of those were unique sets of tracks. So that is an absolutely banner day of polar bear hunting for anyone, I think. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard of anyone cutting that many tracks in one day. So definitely we're in a very, very good spot here. The other thing is we have nearly 24 hours of daylight, and I am absolutely loving that. I can only imagine how much stuff I could get done at home if I had 24 hours of daylight. The bucks could never go nocturnal on you. Sheep could never would never be able to move to the next range or ridge over and switch positions on you during the darkness. It would be absolutely deadly, I think. Absolutely deadly. Let's see. The biggest of the tracks that we cut yesterday was probably an 8.5-footer. Which was kind of tempting, but on day two, no way. No way. I'm definitely looking for something bigger than that at this point, that's for sure. So we're camped about 108 GPS miles due east of Pond Inlet. And we're going to be headed south, further along the flow edge from here. I almost forgot to tell you, we did see three different bears yesterday. The main thing that strikes me about these bears is they're a lot darker than I thought they would be. But yeah, the bears that we saw were definitely too small for me at this point, that's for sure. But anyway, like I said, we're headed further south along the flow edge right now, and I will keep you updated. Bye for now.